WABC, New York.
You'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above. Whoa, laugh.
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cannon.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Eddie, you're a sight. Yeah. Your face is all scratched up. How come?
It's all on account of Saturday night. You know Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Some fresh kids tried to tear my face off. They thought it was a mask.
You know, I don't blame them, but yeah. You'd better fix yourself up. You know, that government man is looking for you. Remember the fellow who got Washington to finance your picture company?
Yeah.
Well, here he is now. I'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mr. Brown.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. How's your finance company, your picture company, rather, the Paramount Universal?
Finance company? What are you talking about, finance company?
Picture company will do.
The Paramount Universal. We can't call it Paramount Universal.
No.
And since we're starring Jimmy Wallington and Jack Renard, we're calling it the P.U. Pictures.
P.U., what a name.
Yeah.
By the way, have you a symbol for it? You know, MGM is a lion, Pathé is a rooster. What about...
There's only one animal for P.U., and we've got it. Uh-huh. Mr. Brown, the government will never regret putting $1 million in this company because I'm going to bring back prosperity with Wallington and Renard's pictures.
Yeah, but how?
Look, Wallington and Renard are the world's worst actors.
Yeah.
Their pictures are playing in thousands of theaters. Millions of people don't know how bad they are, so they go to see them.
So what happens?
What happens? In the middle of the pictures, people can't stand it any longer. They run out hollering, "We've been robbed."
Yeah.
What do? They go to a telegraph office and send a message to their congressman. Millions of telegrams going to Washington. Western Union puts on more boys. Postal Telegraph puts on more boys. Boys are buying bicycles. Telegrams are pouring into Congress. Letters are coming in by the sackful. Railroads are putting on more mail trains. Airlines are putting on more mail planes. Congressmen can't handle this avalanche of protest. What do? They have to put on more clerks. They finally run out of Democratic help. The first thing you know, they're putting on Republican help. Republicans are working at last. And when Republicans are working in a Democratic administration, brother, you've got prosperity.
Hooray!
I must say that's remarkable, but remember, the government is financing your company, and I'm supposed to keep in touch with you.
Well, you can always find me at 8749 Sunset Boulevard.
Is that the PU studio?
Yes, but if you should happen to see a sign outside marked Antiques and Gifts, don't let that stop you. Walk right in.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
You know, Eddie, I can hardly wait to get started. Why, with Renard and me as your male stars, you'll go places.
Yeah, probably to Atlanta, yeah.
Atlanta? Atlanta, what for?
For using the mails to defraud.
Oh, I can see that opening night now. Renard and I arrive. Top hats, white ties, and tails.
Yeah, you and Renard and tails, yeah.
Yes. The crowd cheers as we put on the dog.
The dog is right, because after you see yourselves in the picture, you'll probably come out with your tails between your legs.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just give us a chance in the first picture, and you'll see.
You'll get your chance as soon as Pinky Tomlin finds us a leading lady. Someone for you to make love to.
No, Eddie, I'm sorry. You know, my wife made me promise not to kiss any other girl, love scene or no love scene.
Oh, your wife should realize that this is business. In my picture, Ali Baba Goes to Town, I kiss Gypsy Rose Lee 40 times. Does that mean I'm in love with her? No. It's all in a day's work. And what a day's work.
Well, you're going to have trouble trying to get me to kiss any leading lady.
Say, the real trouble will come when we try to get a leading lady to kiss you. Women don't like to kiss actors with mustaches.
Oh, stop it. What about Gable, Warner Baxter, Ronald Colman?
Well, they have small mustaches, not like that thing you've got. When a woman kisses you, Jimmy, it's just like sticking a face into a bowl of shredded wheat. Yes, I said shredded wheat. Now, how do you like that?
With a cream and a little sugar, please.
Get away. Renard, quiet. Remember, you're here on a rain check. You have no talent.
I haven't? Well, listen, besides my acting, I'm a musician.
A musician?
Yes, downtown at the Vogue, I give a little swing with my band, and it shakes the rafters.
Yeah, and up here, you give a little swing with your hips, and it shakes the whole Columbia Network.
Say, do I have to act in pictures with him?
Listen, gasoline salesman. In Massachusetts, I once got a medal for diction. That's just a little of my Boston record.
Renard, that's just a little of your Boston bull.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Yes, I'll get it. I'll get him. It's for you, Renard.
Oh, take the message.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell him. At 9 o'clock? Yeah, goodbye. Jack, That was Oscar, your chauffeur. He'll pick you up at night. Wait a minute. Since when have you got a chauffeur?
Say, if I'm going to be a big star, I must live up to my position.
Yeah.
With Oscar as my chauffeur, I can never have an accident.
You mean he's such a good driver?
No, I haven't got a car.
Yeah. Oh, I'll kill myself. You mean to say you hired a chauffeur without even owning a car?
Look, the payments on the car would be $60 a month.
Yeah.
I'm only paying my driver
$50. Yeah.
So I save $10 right there, isn't it?
Jack, you're certainly going Hollywood. I wouldn't be surprised if you've already hired a butler, a cook, a valet, and a footman.
I've got everyone except a footman.
Why no footman?
Because there's nothing wrong with my foot.
There's something wrong with your head. What's the idea of having so many servants?
Because soon I'll be a big star, and it adds to my background.
You'll never be a big star, and your background doesn't need adding to.
Say, if my house wasn't so small, I'd have more servants.
Certainly, Jack. You could let them sleep in your garage.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because my wife and I are living there now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That I never heard of. You've got a car and no chauffeur and servants but no house. I'd like to hit you with this fist.
Wait a minute. You can't touch Mr. Renard when I'm around.
Why? Who are you?
I'm Jack Renard's bodyguard.
A bodyguard?
Yeah. Now, don't tell me I haven't got a body.
But, Jack, why? Why a bodyguard? Why a bodyguard, Jack?
A picture star like me needs protection. That's why I got Julius.
Julius? You must know your business, Julius, because I notice a very suspicious bulge right near your breast pocket.
Oh, that's a shoulder holster.
I thought so. You carry a gun, huh?
No. I just keep a few sandwiches there for Mr. Renard when he gets hungry.
Look, Julius, suppose you are without a gun and a crook sneaks into Jack Renard's room at midnight. He has a gun in each hand, a knife between his teeth. Would you be afraid?
No, I wouldn't be afraid if there was 20 men.
You mean to say you wouldn't be afraid if there were 20 armed men in Renard's room at midnight?
No, I knock off work 11 o'clock.
For that little old lady in Dallas, Texas, who asked for the song, here it is, Dust Off the Old Piano. If you please, Jack.
Oh, Susanna, dust off that old piano. My hands are reaching for those keys. Our troubles will go winging the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that used to hang around. And when the neighbors hear us singing Sally, they'll forget about Rudy Valley. Oh, Susanna, I let you sing soprano. Dust off that old piano tonight. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's the scale everybody ought to know. How to play from do to do. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's the kind of melody gets a lot of sympathy. A chord in C is beautiful. I heard somebody say it. A chord in G is wonderful. According to the way you play it. Oh, Susanna, just off that old piano. My hands are reaching for those keys. It seems like many, many ages since we last turned those pages of our favorite melody. Oh, look, your father's here, and here's your mother dear. It's time we had the parlor freshly painted. Time for us to get reacquainted. Oh, Susanna, take off that old bandana. Dust off the old piano tonight.
You have a pleasant surprise waiting for you the next time you stop at a Texaco station for Fire Chief gasoline, because Texaco dealers now service your car under the new systematic plan which they call Circle Service. And Circle Service means just what it says. It starts when the Texaco dealer cleans the windshield and circles around to the rear window, inspecting the condition of your tires as he goes along. He checks the headlight lenses, the stoplight, checks the radiator and oil. And when he's through, he has checked 10 separate points on your car in lightning time. Neglect of these points may result in unnecessary wear and tear, inconvenience, and expensive repairs. Circle Service adds to the safety of you, your family, and friends who may drive with you. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Yes, Jimmy.
You know, Eddie, I'm getting impatient. When do we start our first picture?
I told you, Jimmy, just as soon as Pinky finds a leading lady. Wait, here's Pinky Tomlin now. Here he is. Come in, Pinky.
about it?
Mr. Kenner, I've got her. I tell you, the find of the year. She'll be the greatest French star of old.
Why, who? What? Where did you find her?
In a taxi cabin. Is she beautiful?
Beautiful?
Yes, sir. I can't stop raving. She's got eyes like Joan Crawford, a figure like Carol Lombard, and legs like Marlena Dietrich. Mm. Boy, she's got everything. She'll be here in 10 minutes.
So what time is it now, Pinky?
It's about, holy smoke, my watch is gone.
Yes, Pinky, she's got everything. She got your watch, huh?
Oh, but I remember now. We ate at the Trocadero, and I had to leave my watch there for deposit.
What, you couldn't pay the bill? What did you have?
2 chicken sandwiches, $8.
$8? $8 for 2 chicken sandwiches?
Well, we had a little mustard.
Oh, well. Pinky, when you take a girl to the Trocadero, she must be okay.
Oh, Mr. Kenner, that's just what she is, all right. She's from the Folies Bergère in Paris.
Yeah?
Well, Pinky, does she speak good English?
No.
Well, how did you manage to understand her?
Well, we made signs.
Yeah, here's my handkerchief, Pinky, and wipe off some of the signs. Go ahead.
Now, look, I believe that must be a little of that mustard.
Mustard? Yeah, it must be a new brand, Tangie.
Did you kiss her, Pinky?
No, sir. Down in Oklahoma, a man don't kiss a girl unless he's married to her.
Yeah, in Hollywood, that's when they stop kissing him. look, is this the French girl?
Oh, chérie, comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Suis très heureux de vous voir. Mon Dieu, suis très heureux de vous voir.
Well, that's her now. Hey, Fifi.
Oh, monsieur Pinky.
Fifi, I want you to shake hands with Mr. Kenner.
In France, when we meet a gentleman, we do not shake hands. Oh, no. We kiss him. Which one is Monsieur Canto?
That's me.
I am glad I am not in France.
Fifi, now, tell me, what experience have you had as an actress?
In Paris, I am a big success.
Yes.
And in the Folies Bergères, I appear in, how you say, tights.
In tights. Vive la France! Oh.
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Yeah. Oh, when I hear those words, vive la France, I feel I want to hug and kiss somebody.
Vive la France!
That's the musicians, Fifi. They're just playing.
I do not care. Anyone who say vive la France can get my love.
Yeah. Vive la France!
Fifi, that's a guy in the balcony and he ain't playing.
Mademoiselle, show Mr. Kenner the photograph of your estate.
Yep.
Here it is. This shows you how big I am in Paris.
Oh, I see. It's on the Bois de Bologna.
Ah, oui, monsieur. That was where I was born and bred.
Goody, goody, goody. Bread and bologna.
Yep. Quiet, Renard. We'll eat later. We'll go into the Brown Derby.
You Americans are so funny. You not only talk through your hat, but you eat in it.
Yep. Mademoiselle, I want you to meet my company. This is Jack Renard.
Oh, what a great big company.
No. He's just part of it. Here, and this one here is Jimmy Wallington.
Oh, how do you do?
How are you?
Eddie, if she's my leading lady, I'll kiss her. You can count on me.
Yeah, and if your wife catches you, I'll count over you. Fifi, which one of these would you like for your leading man in the first picture?
The one who kisses the best.
Yeah.
I will try them. And you too, Monsieur Canto.
Me too?
Oui. Eh bien, I am all ready to start the kissing audition.
I am first.
Monsieur Renard, make your lips for the kissing business. So... not bad.
Yeah, not bad. It's too good for that ox.
Hey, Monsieur Wellington?
I'm all ready.
that is better. Hey, now, Monsieur Canto?
Well, here I go.
That is very, very good. Kiss me again.
And my father-in-law wanted me to open a gents' furnishing store. All right, Pinky, I'll tell you what you do. You take Fifi to the costumers, get her a makeup test, and report right back to me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, goodbye, monsieur.
Goodbye, Fifi, and...
Yes?
Vive la France! No! Jimmy,
yes.
We've got a leading lady. And the chic is...
Huh? Oh, she's marvelous.
Now, Jimmy.
Yes.
I'm planning to do a big French picture now. Don't let anyone disturb me while I get ready here.
Oh, but Eddie, there's someone outside to see you.
Jimmy, I don't want to see anybody. I've got to get started.
Oh, you'll see this fella.
No, I won't.
Well, we'll see. Come in, Bobby Breen.
Yep. Bobby. Bobby, how are you?
I'm fine, Papa Canter.
Tell me, where have you been hiding?
Well, you see, I went to Honolulu to make my new picture, Hawaii Coast.
Yeah, how was the swimming in Hawaii?
Oh, swell.
And the climate?
Oh, wonderful.
And what about the hula hula dances?
Daddy, they're terpsichorean artistry accentuated by the melodic symphonies of the native instrumentalist is overwhelmingly irresistible.
Bobby, those are wonderful words.
Yes, Daddy, I can hardly wait to get to a dictionary to find out what I said.
Bobby, look, I know many of our listeners are anxious to hear you sing, and so I'm going to ask you to do a number which you brought to this program last year and which you sing so well, Chapel in the Moonlight.
Oh, I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle with roses and twine. Oh, I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight in your eyes forever will shine till the roses turn to ashes till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moon. I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, "Oh, promise me."
For safety's sake, stop at the Texaco pump and try Circle Service, the new complete round-the-car checkup. Circle Service is the kind of service that matches high-quality Fire Chief gasoline. Fire Chief is the one gasoline scientifically made for the 24 different United States weather areas. So wherever you drive on Fire Chief in any season, it gives you instant starts, rapid acceleration. Gasoline savings as great as 30% on short trips. Remember, you don't pay anything extra for Texaco Fire Chief gasoline combined with courteous and efficient circle service. The next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Yes, sir?
Mr. Cantor, in Washington, they're becoming uneasy with $1 million invested in PU Pictures and still no production.
Mr. Brown, tell Washington to stop worrying. Today, we're going to start production on the picture Conquest.
Conquest? Why, that's Garbo's picture with Charles Boyer as Napoleon.
Yeah, she's only got one Napoleon. Now, picture, we're going to have three Napoleon. Sure. Renard is Napoleon the warrior, Wallington is the Napoleon in exile, and Cantor as Napoleon the lover. Fifi will play Madame Waleska, Napoleon's sweetheart.
Ah, but Garbo's a great artist. You think Fifi can follow in Garbo's footsteps?
Say, our whole company can get in our footsteps. Now, Mr. Brown, stand by and watch us rehearse the picture.
Okay, Mr. Cantor.
Yep.
Eddie, if I'm going to play a warrior, remember Napoleon had a horse.
But, Jack, we have no horse.
Well, you ain't doing nothing.
Wait a minute. You expect to get on my back?
Say, every Wednesday you've been riding me.
Quiet, Renard.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah.
Don't you think that I should play the warrior? Remember, it was Wellington at Waterloo.
No, Jimmy. It was Wellington at Waterloo.
No, I'm sure it's Wilmington at Delaware.
Yep. Renard, let's get started. Where's Fifi? Fifi, dear, where are you?
Here I am. Oh, hello, boys.
Viva la vida! Quiet with that stuff. Fifi. Just follow your part. Remember, you play Madame Waleska, Napoleon's sweetheart. Now, for the first phase, the warrior returns.
Oh, Napoleon, you are back. And you lost the Battle of Waterloo. Why?
Waleska, it was my fat.
Where do you see fat? Where's fat? That's fate. Fate, not...
But you still do not explain why you lost.
All right, so I lost, so what? Let him lump it.
If you want my love, you must come back victorious.
Good, then I go back to fight.
Oh, kiss me goodbye, my lover.
Very well.
Just a minute. Lover, that's me. You're the warrior, Renard. Stand aside.
Oh, kiss me goodbye.
And how? You will forever be my inspiration.
And you will be true to me while you are away?
That, Waleska, I cannot promise.
You cannot? Then I will scratch your eyes out. I will choke and beat you.
Oh, that's fighting. Renard, warrior, get in. Go ahead, Renard.
Take this and that. Not true to Waleska.
My darling, I will be true forever and a day.
Oh, then I will love you so sweetly. I will hug and kiss you.
Renard, scram, it's loving time.
Oh, Napoleon, my lover, hero of heroes.
Oh, for that, Madame Waleska, I kiss you again and again.
Oh, wait,
and again.
Wait. Instead of kissing me, why don't you say the words that are written here on this page?
I looked at them. There's nothing funny on this page. I figure, why waste time? Come on, let's go.
Arrête,
what's that?
Arrête, in French, that means to stop.
Yeah, you don't need arrête. When you want me to quit, just say either.
In American, either means stop.
To me, either means stop in any language. All right, now, let's get back to the play. Well, Waleska, I go now. Farewell, my love.
Oh, Napoleon, if you leave me now, I will pick up this statue and crush you with it.
Crush? That's rough stuff. That means fight. Renard, take it. He got it.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Didn't I play my part good?
Yes, you certainly made a hit. Yes, indeed. And while Jimmy does Napoleon in exile, Renard, you go out and hunt up a studio. You can spend up to $300,000 for a movie studio.
Well, I'm a good real estate man, Eddie. Leave it to me. So long.
Go ahead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we continue with Napoleon in exile. Scene, the village of Elba.
I, Napoleon in exile, alone in Elba, pretending to be happy. Pretending to be gay. Always pretending. All this acting will drive me crazy.
This acting will drive everybody crazy.
Here in Elba, I feel so bad.
Yeah, imagine how Tammany Hall feels in New York today.
Where is the guard?
What is it, Mr. Bonaparte?
My old sweetheart, Waleska, appears every night in my dreams. I must get a shave. I want to look my best.
I'm sorry. The barber here in Elba has gone to the city.
Get it? Elba barber goes to town.
I go to sleep now to dream of my beautiful Waleska. I hear footsteps.
He's talking in his sleep.
My darling Waleska, my dream girl, I love you. Let me kiss you.
Oh, poor defeated Napoleon. Here is a farewell kiss.
Kimmy, remember, I'm Napoleon, the lover. Wait a minute.
If you want to make love, go get a dream of your own.
I tried it, but the best I could get was Martha Ray. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, Waleska, my darling Wally, I kiss you so and so.
Stop, you so and so. That's not in your part.
Quiet, will you, Eddie? I'm dreaming.
Yeah. Wally, let me hold you close.
Oh, no. The Duke of Wellington defeated you. Now I love him.
But, Wally, you'd rather have the Duke of Wellington than me? I never knew.
He never knew. The whole world knows that Wally prefers the Duke. Jimmy, Dippy, this is positively the worst thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
It'll be a sweeping success for PU Pictures. All we need is the studio in which to produce it.
Eddie, I got the studio.
You have?
Yes, and I only paid $100,000 for it.
Good, you saved us $200,000 already. Is it a big place?
Oh, acres and acres of it, and it's built to last a lifetime.
Hooray, hooray!
Here is the picture of it.
Oh, I'm dying.
What's the matter, Eddie, what's the matter?
Look, the downfall board Boulder Dam. About a month ago, Pinky Tomlin and I introduced on this program a song called Sweet Varsity Sue, answering the many requests we repeated tonight. All right, Jack. See that nifty on the 50-yard line, that gorgeous college flame, you see it every game. If you don't know Sweet Varsity Sue, I'll describe her to you. She wears a crimson rose for Harvard, she wears a marigold for Old Purdue. And when you see her at New Haven, her chrysanthemum is Bula Blue. She wears a golden rod for Notre Dame and a violet for NYU. But the rarest, fairest flower of all is Sweet Varsity Sue. Every star above knows just who's in love with you, Sweet Sue. And the moon on high knows the reason why. It's true, Sweet Sue.
But she's such a prize, all the other guys do their best to steal my Sue away from me.
Pinky, what's the trouble with you and Sue?
She drives a different car to every game, according to the fellow that she dates. With Lanny Ross, she drives a Packard. With Al Pierce, it's Lincoln's and V8.
I hope.
With Major Bowes, she drives a Chrysler 6. And with Rubinoff, a Chevrolet Coupe. She drives a fellows crazy from Maine to Mexico.
But that's okay as long as she drives with a tank full of Texaco.
She's the college queen.
She knows her gasoline.
All-American girl.
And she knows her rail. She is true blue.
Who?
Sue.
Sue who?
Varsity Sue.
Tune in again next week for another broadcast starring His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's through.
9 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.